Masechtas Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The mitzvah Bikurim was for landowners in Eretz Yisrael to bring from the first fruits, specifically fruits of the Shivas Haminim, and the first fruits that would ripen, they would bring it up to the base of Migdash, and they would make a declaration that's listed in the beginning of Parshas Kisavai, thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land that they were given in Eretz Yisrael and the crop that grew. And they would leave the Bikurim as a gift for the Kehanim. The Mishnayos over here discuss both the mitzvah of bringing the Bikurim as well as the declaration that they would make, that's called Mevi, to bring, and Kairin, to call out this declaration. Sometimes the person would do both, sometimes the landowner would just be Mevi, only bring it, and sometimes he would do neither. And they will be discussed in these Mishnayos. Mishnah Aleph. Yesh mevin bikurim v'karin. There are some cases where a person, the landowner, brings the bikurim v'karin, and he also makes this declaration he has to say over these psukim and parshas kisavai. Mevin v'loy karin. There are some cases where he brings bikurim v'loy karin, but he doesn't say the declaration. V'yesh einin mevin, and there are those that do not have to bring bikurim at all. And the Mishnah goes first to explain the last category. The other two categories will be explained later in this parak. Elush Einim Revi'im, these are people that don't bring Bikurim at all. Hanateyalatechaloi, someone who plants a tree in his own property. V'hivrich l'teich shal yachid eishal rabim, and then he bends the branch over, sticks it in the ground, and pops the other end up out somewhere else. And the buried part of the branch will take root and become a new tree. So he bends a branch down into the ground and pops it up somewhere else, l'teich shal yachid, into another private person's property, eishal rabim, or into a public property. So now the tree he has partially growing in his property and partially into someone else or in public property. V'chein ha-mavrech m'teich shal yachid, ay m'teich shal rabim l'teich shal ay, or in the reverse case, a tree that was planted in a different private property or in public property. Then he bends a branch and pops it out into his property. In both of these cases, he does not bring Bikurim at all. As we'll see in the next Mishnah, that the next Mishnah will bring a pasuk that learns that he has to be the complete owner of the property, of the growth of this tree, in order to bring Bikurim. And here, part of this tree is getting nutrients from someone else's property. If he has a tree planted in his property, and he bends a branch down and pops it up elsewhere in his property, v'derech yachid, v'derech rabim v'emtza, and there's either another private person's path or a public path that runs in between where the branch is buried underneath, and that's in between. Hareza einim mevi, the Tanna Kamma holds that in such case he cannot bring Bikurim because the buried branch is getting nutrients from property that's either a private property's path or a public property's path, and that's giving nutrients to the tree, so he's not the complete owner of all the land that this tree is in, getting nutrients from, so he does not bring Bikurim from such a tree. Rabbi Yehuda Aimer Kazeh maybe. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, and he says in such a case one would bring Bikurim. Maybe he would bring, but the Rav says he would not be Kerin, he doesn't have to say the declaration when he brings it. Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is that one has the permission to dig tunnels underneath other people's property, so the fact that he tunneled his tree underneath another property, it's not a problem for him to get nutrients from the ground down below underneath someone else's property. Mishnah Beis, Me'ezatam Eina Mevi. Why does a person not bring Bikurim in the cases listed in the previous Mishnah? Mishum Shenemar, because the Pasuk says, Reishis Bikuri Ad Mascha, the first Bikurim, which are the earliest fruit of Ad Mascha, of your land. And your land teaches us, Adjiyu, Kol Hagidulim Mead Muska, all the growth needs to come from your land, but not from someone else's land. Other cases that are excluded for this reason, the Mishnah lists Harisim, sharecroppers, that they work on someone else's land for a percentage of the crop. Ve HaChachayres, and a Checher is someone who pays a fixed amount of produce to rent land, someone else's land, and then regardless of how much his crop is going to grow, he gives a fixed amount of produce. So he's a type of renter. Sekrikan is someone who's known about him, that he would threaten people, give me your land or I'll kill you. And even when people gave him land as a gift, they didn't really have the full intent when they gave it over, and they were still hoping to get it back in court. So a Sekrikin that has land, even if it was given to him as a gift, we don't assume it's really his. A Goslin and a robber who just takes it by force from other people, all these people, Ein Mevi'in, May I say atam? They don't bring bikurim for the same reason. Mishum shenema reishis bikur ad masacha, because it says the first bikurim, the first fruits of your land, and these people do not own the land that they're working on.